Today, is the AUKUS stupidity about to be called out? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, not his post covering finance and property news. Well, in 2021, AUKUS was the Biden-era $240 billion agreement with Britain and Australia, in which Australia would acquire nuclear-powered attack submarines, with the US promising to sell up to 5 Virginia-class vessels from 2032. A new joint submarine class would follow in the early 2040s. It was seen as part of a pivot by Washington and London to strengthen their presence in the Indo-Pacific region as China's military power grows. So, ever since former Prime Minister Scott Morrison tore up Australia's submarine deal with France in favour of the AUKUS nuclear option, the ambitious deal has dominated the Defence Department's future planning and efforts. Nuclear submarine powers are members of an exclusive club. Only 6 countries currently operate them: the US, the UK, Russia, China, France, and India. AUKUS would make Australia the 7th, and would, of course, put a target on Australia in a conflict. And the numbers and timing are, well, rubbery at best. At the time, it was said AUKUS represented the most substantial military cooperation between the 3 nations in generations, extending beyond submarines to include hypersonic missiles and advanced weapons technology. Under the AUKUS deal, Australia last year began making a series of multi-billion dollar payments to the US and the UK to help boost submarine industrial production in both nations. And earlier this year, the government made a $768 million down payment to the US as part of that overall pledge. In total, $4.7 billion to help secure the transfer of second-hand Virginia-class submarines in Australia in the 2030s to boost American submarine production, with a further $2 billion Aussie dollars due by the end of the year. And the country committed to spend in total $368 billion Aussie dollars over 3 decades on the programme. Ouch. Australia is also scheduled to pay $4.6 billion to the UK to help support the eventual construction of a new SSN AUKUS fleet. But the government and defence have been reluctant to admit that those contributions have a no-refund clause if the submarines do not arrive. That is not the only sunk cost. As Green Senator David Shoebridge pointed out recently, Australia is also spending $1.7 billion of taxpayers' money to build a US nuclear submarine base that will be operational by 2027, just off Perth. Now, we know that the Pentagon has just launched a review of the AUKUS pact as the Trump administration looks to shift the burden for collective defence to allies and to make sure the US has enough warships of its own. The review will study whether the deal signed by President Joe Biden's team in 2021, quote, is aligned with the president's America First agenda, the Pentagon said in a statement. As Secretary Hesketh has made clear, this means ensuring the highest readiness of our service members, that allies step up fully to do their part for collective defense, and the defense industrial base is meeting our needs, it said. Now, this review will certainly trigger more allied anxiety over the future of the trilateral alliance designed to counter China's military rise. Australia, in particular, is relying on AUKUS to renew its entire submarine fleet. The AUKUS skeptic US Undersecretary of Defence, Elbridge Colby, is charged with undertaking that effort, according to the FT, and Colby posted on X last year that it would be crazy for the US to have fewer nuclear submarines if conflict erupted over Taiwan. Colby warned during his confirmation hearings that the US would only be able to sell nuclear-powered submarines to Australia under AUKUS if the US managed to ramp up submarine production to meet its own critical needs. The review follows Defence Secretary Pete Hesketh's demand last week that Australia increase military spending from 2% to 3.5% of GDP. Anthony Albanese pledged only 2.4%, insisting Australia will set its own defence priorities. US submarine production has been plagued by delays and cost overruns, and some Trump administration officials have questioned the whole wisdom of the program. Last year, a top US lawmaker revealed that the new Virginia-class submarine is 2 years behind schedule and is projected to run $17 billion over the planned budget through to 2030. So put simply, if the US Navy is facing a nightmare scenario like a war in the Taiwan Strait, then it might prefer to have those additional submarines under its own direct control instead of under the command of another country that might choose to steer clear of the fight. Under the AUKUS agreement, Washington will only begin to transfer second-hand Virginia-class submarines to Australia if it can first lift its local production rate of nuclear-powered boats to at least two a year by 2028. Currently, American shipyards are producing around 1.2 nuclear-powered submarines per year, but that will need a production rate of 2.33 before any can be sold to Australia. Now, a spokesperson for Australia's Defence Minister, Richard Marles, who had made that earlier payment, said in a statement that Canberra and London had both been informed that a review was going to take place. It's natural that the administration would want to examine this major undertaking, including progress and delivery, just as the UK government recently concluded an AUKUS review and affirmed its support, the spokesperson said. The British government responded cautiously to news of the US review, saying AUKUS is a landmark security and defence partnership with two of our closest allies. It's one of the most strategically important partnerships in decades, supporting peace and security in the Indo-Pacific and Euro-Atlantic, while also delivering jobs and economic growth in communities across all three nations. It's understandable that a new administration would want to review its approach to such a major partnership, just as the UK did last year. The UK will continue to work closely with the US and Australia at all levels to maximise the benefits and opportunities which AUKUS presents for our three nations. And while generally favoured by US lawmakers focused on national security, and as Australia tries to step up its security spending in line with Trump's wishes, the deal's survival does appear to be in the balance. The AUKUS deal does not seem to be a priority in the US president's mind. Asked about AUKUS during Keir Starmer's visit in February, Trump appeared unfamiliar with the acronym, responding, "What does that mean?" Malcolm Turnbull, who has been raising questions about AUKUS since announced, tweeted that the UK is conducting a review of AUKUS, the US DOD is conducting a review of AUKUS, but Australia, which is the most at stake, has no review. Our parliament to date has been the least curious and least informed. Time to wake up? Absolutely. And importantly, Malcolm Turnbull also makes the point that most of the debate today is missing the point. The US can comply with the AUKUS deal without transferring any submarines to Australia. That's worth thinking about. US analyst Richard Fontaine says all three countries have absorbed financial and diplomatic costs to get to this point, and walking away would amount to a strategic setback and devastate ties with Australia. That might explain why some Australian officials and politicians insist they're quietly confident Mr. Trump and his key lieutenants won't abandon AUKUS. But while nobody in the US is saying outright that AUKUS could face the chop if Australia refuses to play ball on increased defence spending, by directly linking the two issues, the Trump administration seems to be flagging this happy to use AUKUS as leverage. Some Australian MPs are predicting Mr. Trump will demand the Albanese government commit to pour more money into the US submarine industrial base. Perhaps there's deliberate timing here, as it's still not clear whether Anthony Albanese will sit down with Mr. Trump on the sidelines of the G7 meeting in Canada just next week for their first face-to-face meeting. But if they do, it would certainly be the case that AUKUS and defence spending would be at or near the top of the agenda. The huge cost of this outlandish plan was always a problem, especially given the rising deficit, and it will come likely too late in any case. If the AUKUS deal did collapse, Australia's options to acquire submarines conventionally powered or nuclear are extremely limited. France would be reluctant to resume the now-scrapped attack class program with Australia, while Germany, which was overlooked back in 2016, has indicated its submarine construction yards have already got full order books. Australia could potentially return cap in hand to Japan more than a decade after a handshake between the former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and the then Prime Minister Tony Abbott was made to buy that country's Soro-class submarines. But the reality is that if AUKUS does fall through, Australia will be facing a yawning capability gap with no obvious replacement for the dependable but rapidly aging Collins-class submarines, even as yesterday the UK government announced a $7.69 billion investment in its own nuclear submarine industrial base. But perhaps the real question should be whether Australia takes a more independent path rather than being tied to the US apron strings. Because by hook or by crook, Donald Trump will likely make the Albanese government splurge even more on defence beyond the planned increase of 2.4% of gross domestic product. For AUKUS critics like former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Paul Keating, the Greens, the peace movement and elements of the strategic policy community, they will all claim this has proved them right all along, and that this is the off-ramp Australia needs from its $368 billion submarine folly. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.